For today, we start a new siman, a little siman, but extremely important. And that is siman hey. It's also known page 21. Page 21. Page 21. So the Mechaber says, Kavanas HaBrachos, the intent, the focus that we have to have, the concentration we have to have, the intent we have to have when we make a bracha. So again, obviously when we wake up in the morning, the context here is wash our hands, we make a bracha on the Tisadayim. But once we're discussing that, we're going to discuss any and all brachas. Now again, just to remind everyone who's out on Zoom, if you could mute yourself, I'd greatly appreciate it so that I don't have to do that. So the Machaber says, Yichaven bebrachos perosh hamilos. That when you make a bracha, you should have in mind the meaning, the explanation of the words that you're saying. So as you could see, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says, Kamosha Amru Chazal, as you can see, quotes the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin, Shol Yisrael Ka Bracha Mipiv. It's a very, very, very big challenge, right? Because we make 100 odd brachas a day. So you shouldn't, now obviously this was a problem all the way back then. Always a problem. It's a challenge for every, there's certain things that are universal challenges. Concentration during davening, concentration during brachas, waking up in the morning. These are universal. So again, a lot of times people get upset and down. It's good to get down, but again, I try to tell them, it's a challenge. You're not special. You know, like the Yetzer Hara is universal. And again, especially since we make so many brachas, so the Gemara says you shouldn't throw a bracha out of your mouth. Yichaven beis hamira. You should have in mind, you should be concentrating at the time when you say it. V'yavarach menachas. And don't, you know, like you, again, you see very often somebody is lifting a cup up to their mouth to drink something. I think there was a bracha there somewhere. I saw their lips moving, sort of. So now, again, that doesn't mean you have to take an hour to make the bracha, right? Or, you know, but again, you know, when you make a bracha, you wash your hands, you make a bracha on a fruit, or on a mitzvah, you know, things that we are common in our mouth, that flow off of our mouth, right? All these brachas. Yechavin libo l'shem baro, next column, asher hifli chazdo imo v'nason l'aperos. You should think, again, we're not talking about that you sit down and, you know, but just for a microsecond, just think the chesed that Hashem did to give us this fruit, or lechem, or the bread, lahanos mam, so I could get pleasure out of it, right? So the Chofetz Chaim says later, right? Well, Hashem didn't have to make fruit, and you know it's always, I think I mention this often, that it's amazing to me, you know, if you go to Costco or how many different types of apples there are. I think my wife has learned that she doesn't just write buy apples, because a man would get just completely flustered. Completely flustered. Because, what kind of apples are you referring to? Fuji apples, Golden Delicious apples, Honeycrisp apples. I mean, like at Costco, they have five. So you just get paralyzed, right? So it's an amazing chesed Hashem. So that's why we have a separate bracha, the Chofetz Chaim says, for peros. Hashem didn't have to give you peros, bread and water, and deal with it, right? A black and white world. No, all these different fruits, it's amazing, K'nai Nahara, what we have now. It's absolutely amazing to me. So again, the Rebbe Tzion Alav Shalom told me once that somebody went to a very rare. So we went to Israel, you know, in those days it was such an arduous trip. But I remember she told us that if somebody went, they came back from Israel, they brought an orange. First of all, citrus fruit. Again, Hungary was different, but like Russia, Poland, you know, Lithuania, those type of countries, right? They have, again, we talk about this when we talk about sukkahs, a citrus fruit. Again, in Los Angeles, with preserved fruits is not a problem. Again, so they brought a citrus fruit from Eretz Yisrael. It was such a big deal, right? An orange. So you have an orange, you have an apple, you know. It's an amazing thing. So just think for a microsecond, the Chesed Hashem, Hashem gives us all this amazing stuff to get hana'ar, right? Right? We believe in getting enjoyment out of it. Tzivahu al mitzvah. And also Hashem commanded us to do the mitzvah. Right? So again, not to talk about that too much, but again, we know when Hashem commands us to do a mitzvah, it's out of His love for us. But as you know, it's in more ways than one, because again, by Hashem commanding us to do a mitzvah, that makes the mitzvah more valuable. Because if Hashem commands you to do it, that means I don't want to do it. Right? If somebody tells me I got to do something, that means the natural inclination is, don't tell me what to do. Like I say in school, first thing we'll tell you, don't come to school tomorrow. It's not a punishment. You really take the day off. You will have an overwhelming desire. I remember one time a girl said, try me. You know, like, so I don't know. Usually works, but again. So that makes the scar bigger because Hashem was mitzava us. Well, Yasaka Adam Shah said, Dabar Kaminag Kaminag. And you shouldn't do it like you're doing it like rotely. Motsudar Mepi below Hegyon Alev. And you bring something out, a bracha, a mitzvah, or whatever it is, bracha on a mitzvah, without any reflection of the heart. Hashem became angry at Klais over this. Right? They honor me with their mouths and their lips, but their hearts are far away. So again, that's something we have to be very careful of. Now again, it's very difficult because of the fact that we do it all the time. So it's very, very challenging. But again, that's the idea. So back in the Mechaber. So that's in general what the words mean. But the Mechaber says, Kshiyaskir Hashem, when you mention Hashem's name, right, in any bracha, you say Hashem's name. So Yechaven Perush Kri Aso Be'anus, Suhu Adon Akol, Yechaven Beksivaso B'yud Hei Shuhaya Hoveviyah. So when we say Hashem's name, so we know Hashem's name is spelled one way, Yud Hey and a Vav and a Hey, but we're not allowed to say that. We say Adoshem. Okay? That's what we have to do. So now when you say Hashem's name, Adoshem, so then on one hand you have to have in mind, what does that mean? Adoshem. He's the Adon, he's the master, he is the king, he is the boss, right? Right? So he's the Adon of everything. That's the word. That's what the word means. But that's the way we say it, but that's not the way it's written. The way it's written is Yud Hey Vav Hey. So therefore, when you say the name of Hashem, you have to have in mind both the way you say it and the way it's properly written. The Yud Hey and a Vav and a Hey stand for the Hashem's Hayahov of Yeh. I was talking, giving a shir at a different place today. So I was talking about this. Hashem is beyond our comprehension. So this is one example of that. Hashem was, is, and will be. We can't comprehend that. We can't comprehend something that's beyond time, right? As you all know, I have a big clock in front of me, besides the clock over there. But, right, why? Because I go over time, or I start later, I go over time. So unless I have a big clock in front of me, I'll mess it up. So we're very time conscious. Remember, you know, there's a age-old minhag that a kala buys, or the family buys a chasen, a watch. When we got engaged, I told my wife, forget the watch. I don't like anything on my own. Well, so she said, yeah, but you know, like, how, you know, but you just need it practically, you know, like, I said, there's clock, even in those days, now for sure. Clocks all over, right? There's clocks everywhere. So, you know what time it is. I don't need a fancy watch. Save the money, right? I think Simcha Wasserman, Zechus Agaraka, showed me he had a cheap watch. He had, I think, a Timex. Keeps time just as good as a, you know, something you get at Felmar. Save the money, right? Same thing with cars, right? It gets you, you know, like, how much? One time somebody who I knew gave me a ride. He had a Rolls Royce. No, I like, you know, I wasn't so impressed. You know, it's a car, you know. I don't know. Baruch Hashem, he didn't ask me, like, what do you think about my car, you know? But, you know, no, it's a car. It's a car, it has four wheels and a motor. Okay, so anyways, that's a separate shmooze. So again, so when we say Hashem's name, we have to have in mind Adon HaKol and HaYahov HaViyah. Again, that we have to have those dual intents in mind whenever we say Adoshem. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down, okay, I know a lot of you are getting nervous, so it brings down the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon holds that you just have to have in mind Adon HaKol. You say, except for in Shema. In Shema, you have to have in mind Adon HaKol HaYahov HaViyah. But wait, we're not finished. Has Kiro Elohim. When you say the word Elohim, Hashem Elohim, right? So Elohim Yechaven Shutakef Baal HaYecholas Baal HaKochos Kulam. When you say Elohim, what does Elohim, the root word Kel, Aleph Lamed, means powerful, right? So it doesn't really mean God. It means powerful. So for example, in the Torah we see Elohim lo tzekalel. That means you shouldn't curse a judge or somebody powerful, a leader. So again, we use that word. It's not referring to Hashem. Not cursing Hashem is a different issue, but it's not from that pasuk. So again, so Hashem, we call Hashem Elohim because Hashem is the most powerful of powerful, right? Whatever you think of powerful, a sumo wrestler or whatever, I don't know what, is, Hashem is way beyond that. So therefore, when you say Elohim, you have to have in mind that Hashem is taka kol kol yuchal bal kol kol skulam. Have it, oh, not this sitter. Oh, my other sitter. Right? My other sitter. I have there somewhere. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, this sitter, which has the parish of Rav Chaim Kanievsky on it, but in this sitter, every time there's a bracha, so they have it printed in. Every time it says Hashem, it says Adon HaKol, and then in smaller letters it says HaYahov HaViyah, right? So again, Adon HaKol is in a little bigger print, and a little print HaYahov HaViyah. Again, because some disagree with Gra, and hold like the Mechaber, that when you say Hashem's name, Adoshem, you have to have in mind Adon HaKol and HaYahov HaViyah. The Gra is lenient in most cases. So again, and the same thing with Elohim. Again, here, where I'm up to is Shmon Esrei, so there's no, not so many Elohims. But when there is Elohim, it does, they have printed in Takav Kol Kol Yuchal Baal Kol Chos Kula. So they have it printed in, and Sfardi Sidurim, they have it also. They have it all the time. That they have printed in after Hashem's name, Adon HaKol HaYahov HaViyah, or Takav Kol Kol Yuchal Baal Kol Chos Kula. They have that. Right. Now, again, so those are the kavanas we have to have. Now, again, as I mentioned before, Mishnah Berurah talks about it, especially in Shema, you have to concentrate. And again, according to everybody, you have to have in mind HaYahov HaViyah. Now, I couldn't find it, but I heard it from a very big Talmud of an Adam Gadol, one of our major, not Rav Moshe, but a different Adam Gadol, who unfortunately we don't have anymore. And I saw it printed, but I couldn't find it, that this Adam Gadol said that you can make a tonight. So again, this is a tall order, right? To have in mind that every time you say Hashem's name, Adon HaKol HaYahov HaViyah, and when you say Elohim, say Takav HaKol Kol Yochol Baal Kol Chos Kulam. So this Adam Gadol, and I saw it printed somewhere, but I'll find it in a couple days when I already gave the shir. But he said that you can make a tnai. You can make a stipulation at the beginning of the day that every time, again, you should have in mind these things when you, but when you, you can make a tnai at the beginning of the day that if I forget, anytime I say Hashem, Adoshem, it means Adon Kol Hayahov V'Yia, and whenever I say Elohim, it means Taka Kol Kol Yochol Al Kol Chos Kol. Now again, you should really have that, you should really have it in mind, but again, they said you can have, and I think I remember where he quoted, it wasn't this Al Kol, I found it quoted by one of the prints, one of the commentaries in one of the Nosei Kelim in the Shulchan Aruch. Today, I couldn't find it, but I'm sure it's there. It's just because I was under the gun trying to find it. So, again, that's extremely important. We make, as the Mishnah Berurah said, we make brachas all the time. So, know what the words mean. Let's know what they mean. Borei Pri Ayitz, or Shahakol Nia Bivara, or, you know, whatever. Now we have translators. But again, what we're really focusing in Siman Hey is especially the name of Hashem. What intent and kavana is what we have to have in mind when we say Hashem's name. Okay, let's go on to Vav. Very interesting halakha. Vav. Din birchas asher yatzar v'lokai neshama perusha. Now, so we said in the morning you should go to the bathroom. So when you leave the bathroom, Yivarach Asher Yatzar Esa Adam Chachma, we make the bracha as we call Asher Yatzar. And again, we're going to discuss that bracha. It is an absolutely amazing, inspiring bracha. Well, we'll talk about it a little more tomorrow because we're running out of time. But I do want to mention that the Das Torah brings down the Elia Rabbah that brings up an interesting question. Let's say someone was in the middle of eating something. Let's say not bread, no, whatever. You're in the middle of eating something, and then you have to go to the bathroom. So you went to the bathroom. Now you come out of the bathroom, but before you went in the bathroom, you finished eating that candy bar, let's say, or whatever, right? That apple, make my wife happy. The apple, right? Make me happy, it's the candy bar. And then you went to the bathroom. Now you come out of the bathroom, right, you wash your hands, everything's good. No, so the shaila is, what bracha do you make first? Do you make the ending bracha on, the fruit or the candy bar, whatever, bring the fashas, or do you make an asher yatzar? Which one comes first? So, it's very interesting. The Eliyahu Rabbah, the Marsham, says, make the asher yatzar first. Why? Because we have a rule, again, when we have two mitzvahs or two things that come simultaneously, which one do you do first? More common, right? All right, we discuss this, let's say, Sfira time. What do you do first, Sfira or Maariv? Right? What do you do first? Do you do every morning, except for Shabbos, Yontif? What do you do first, Talis or Tefillin? So you know, right? The answer is, Jeffrey said, Tadr Shaino, Tadr Kodem, whichever is more common. So you do first. So Marsham says the same thing here. Go to the bathroom more often than you make brachas on food. Now again, I don't know if that's so true anymore, you know, in our society where everybody's constantly eating, which is part of the problem. But at least that's what the Marsham says. Okay, so Mirza Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with this amazing bracha, inspiring bracha. Again, mincha is in 10 minutes.